We are on Daf Samach Aleph Omed Aleph. Let us again start from the Memra of Rav. Omar Rav Loishonu Elo Bekeilachas. That's what it says, the Mishnah, that a kaisel of Taladamis is sufficient. That is dafke a gather shugavoya daladamis. That's dafke an eish shekeilachas that's going vertically. The wind is not kaifef the eish. So then daladamis a gather of daladamis is sufficient. Avo b'nechfefes, but if we have a eish that's nichfaf mikoyach haruach, afilu ad meya amachayiv. So let us again see what Rashi says, loishonu depotar elo bekeilachas eish shekeileach, which means metavav oilu lemaila, it's going up vertically. So then, if we have a gedol daladames, so we have nothing but to worry about. Avo nichfefes sharuach mata oiso v'koyfol etzdodim. The wind is turning the eish, is directing the eish, and it's going to the side. Umavsik hashalheves, and it's the wind is taking a chelek of the flame and it's mafsik from the Iker Ha'ish, with the legis and the chamas from one place to another, losh and meiri. Abu b'nichfefes hafilu ad meya amo chayev. Ushmul omar, masnitsin b'nichfefes. No, the Mishnah is speaking about that, what you need a gather of daladam is dafke if we have an eish that's nichfaf. Avol b'kailachas, but if the eish is going vertically, filokoshu pata, you don't need, so filokoshu is also pata. Tanya kevosei derav. We learned araya to rav. Bamed vorim amurim b'kailachas. Avol b'nichfefes, ve'eitzim mitzuyim lo afilu admeya mil chayev. Now, let us just see the Lishna Achrina of Rashi, and then we'll understand a little better what Taisus is speaking about and what Pshat in the Gemara is. Lishna Achrina. Now Rashi says a second Lashon, what is the translation of Nichfefes? So Rashi says, Eish Nemucha, this is a low Eish, Hileches v'nisreches ba'asabim u'biksomim shal gabi karke. It's a low Eish and it catches on to everything that's on the ground, grass and ksomim shal gabi karke. In this eish will, perhaps it goes slow like a snail, but it covers ground. If hilkach afilu ovro derech rishus harabim rochov mi'oid chayiv. So the second lashon of Rashi is saying that Rav that said nichfefes is chayiv. Rav is not going on Geder Shugavoya Daladamis. Rav is going on Derech HaRabim. The Mishnah says that Derech HaRabim. If there's Tezayin Amim, Yepotem. So Rav is saying, when is Tezayin Amim sufficient if you have a Eish that's Kelachas? But Eish Nemucha, then there's no limit to what to expect, and Safilu Adderech HaRabim will also be Chayiv. Now let us see Taisus. So we have two translations of Nichfefes. either it's a wind that's bending over and the ruach is being kaifef de'esh, or kaifefes means a'esh nemucha. And then it would be going on derech harabim. Loi shonu elo bekelachas, let us see Taisvis. Agedakoi. So Taisvis, the Vav is learning, according to the first Mahalach and Rashi. We're speaking about when is a geder of Dalad Amis sufficient. If it's kelachas, avol b'nichfefes, if the eish is nichfaf, afilu ad meya amo, so even though there's no shmira on the eish that's nichfaf, afilu you have a geder of meya ame, the eish is unpredictable. V'loy goras meya mil. Now, according, if we're speaking about the goiva of the geder, so the terminology is in ames. So afilu it's meya ames, you're also chay. The mil loy shayich begoiva. The terminology of mil is when you're speaking about a shetach shove, you're speaking about a distance. So then we use mei or mil. But here we're speaking about a goiva of a gedel, so we would mention kuf amo. Ulefi hasvorim de garsi mei or mil. There were svorim that were goyres mei or mil. So then, tzorich loima, then we'll have to say different pshat and rav, aderech ishus harabim, and that's this lishna achina of Rashi, that rav is speaking about aderech harabim, and aderech harabim is only sufficient by keilachas and benak by keifefes. That's the lishna achina. Ve'ein nireh. And Taisva says, I do not like the second girse. The Gemara is explaining each bove of the Mishnah. First it started explaining Dalet Ames, Lamala Lamatam, Lamata Lamailo. Then we start speaking about Kailachas and Ichfefes. And then later it says Derech HaRabim. Later the Gemara says Man Tana Amar Rav Rabbelezeri. So later the Gemara starts to explain Derech HaRabim. So it's Zichanat Mestava that Rav is speaking about Derech HaRabim, because later the Gemara starts explaining Derech HaRabim. So Rav Mestama is still going and Geder Shugavoyer Dalad Ames. Veinire, da besomach maise mishne de derech harabe. Vamrinen Allah man tane. So we start explaining the next words of the mishne derech harabe. Mashme da atashte layayribo. So till now we were not speaking about derech harabe. Till now we were speaking about geder shel dalad ames. So memela, so the girse is by kaifefes, afilu meya amo is chay. Fine. So now, Taisva says, so what are we saying? This is like the first lashon of Rashi, that the machloikis rav in Shmuel is by kaifefes, is do you need a geder of Is a geder of Dalad Ames sufficient, or afilu a geder of Meya Ame is not sufficient? That's how Taisva says pshat. Now, so let's look at the Gemara further. Tanya kevosei derav. So the Gemara says, I have a raya terav. The Baraisa says, Bamed vorim amurim bekeilachas. Avo bin nechfefes ve'etze metzuyim lo afilo ad meya mil chayev. Now the Baraisa is zicha speaking about a different type of kefefes, and we're speaking about meya mil, and we're speaking about a derech harabim. So if we're saying that Rav is speaking about a geder of daladames or a geder of kufame, we're speaking about a different gathering, Gansen, of kefefes. We're talking about a kefefes that a geder won't help, and that's the machlokes Rav Shmuel. So what, how do you have a beraisa that's a raya to Rav? The beraisa is speaking about a different thing. It's speaking about a nichfefes of a eish nemuche. It's speaking about that a filameya mil won't help. We're speaking about another case in Ganson. So what's Tanya Kavosei the Rav? The way Tosfos is saying, Rav Shmuel is speaking about the case of a geder. We're speaking about a different type of nechfefes. Tanya Kavosei the Rav, and they're speaking about a nechfefes of a nation, a mulche, of an area of Meir Mil. So what's the raya? That is Tosfos' problem. Afal gav de bereise de sanye kevose gores mil. The bereise is speaking about meye mil. The bereiche vairi, and the bereise is speaking about distance, how far an eish can go. The loy begoy vakidiktoni veitze mitzuyim lo. So what kind of tanye kevose de rab do you have? Mikol mokim shape koni tanye kevose. The bereise mukme lemasnisen bekeilachas. But from the bereise, you see that the Mishnah is speaking about keilachas. I saw in Minchas Yehuda, he explains Tosfos as follows. The bereise said, the bereise is speaking about two different cases. There's one case, ovro geder shugavoye daladamas. Period. Then it says, oy derech harabim. Fine. Now, in Ovro Geder, Rav said, you cannot learn this Mishnah that it's speaking about all Ishim. You can't learn like that. Ovro Geder is only speaking about Keilachas. But Keifefes, the Mishnah isn't speaking about Keifefes. That is what Rav said. Now, and Shmuel says, no, the Mishnah is speaking about all Ishim. Afilu, that fakert afilu akefefes, afilu akefefes, daladamas will be enough. Fine. Now, then we're talking about a new case. Oy derech harabim. So it says a derech harabim is sufficient. So now the Baraisa says derech harabim is speaking about kelachas. That's what the Baraisa says. So the minchashud is very good. If you'll tell me that the case of Geder is speaking about Kefefes also, so the Tane should have not written Geder and Derech Harabim together, because they're talking about two different Ishim. Derech Harabim is speaking about only Keilachas, as the Baraisa says, and Ovro Geder is speaking about Kefefes, the way Shmuel says. So the Mishnah should have differentiated. Don't say, Ovro Geder, or Derech Harabim, you're talking about two different Ishim. So Vais Tochois, if the Mishnah brought both Alochas together, so Vais Tochois, we're speaking about the same type of Eish of Keilachas. Good, there's different Lomdesin, but Al Koponim, we're speaking about the same type of Eish. So Memele, that's Tanya Kevosei Derab. The Bereis Amuk Mini Lamasnisen Bekeilachas. Let us go further. Now it says, let's continue the Bereise. Ovro Nohol, if there was an Eish, there was a Nohol on one side, and it was Oiver a Nohol, Oishelulis Shehem Rechovim Ches Ameis Potter. We'll see later exactly what a shalulis is. Your potter. So that means if there was a barrier of a noah, a shalulis, and the barrier was at least 8 ames, so your potter. Now let's go further. Derech harabim. It says in the Mishnah that if there's a derech harabim, that's the barrier, which is Tezayin Ameh, the way Rashi said in the Mishnah, you also potter. Man Tane, Omar Rav, Omar Rav, Rabbi Lazari, Desna Rabbi Lazari, Desna Rabbi Lazari, Omar, Sheish Esrei Amos Kiderech Rishus Harab. Now let's just turn the page for 1 minute. We'll understand what the Gemara is saying over here. The next Mishnah we have here, a machloikis tanoim, how much of a barrier and distance does a person have to make when he's madlik anesh? Let's just see the Loshna Mishnah. Amadlik besoich shaloi, at kamo saver hadleiko. How much distance should there be that if the dleiko went over this distance, he's pot. Lehavle asuki adaiti. Rabbi Eleza ben Azariah imaroi noisikilu beemtza beisku. That means there has to be a radius of 137 amis on all sides of the yesh. Then he's potter. Rabbi Elezer Oimer Tezayin amis, 16 amis. Keder Cheshus Harabe. Rabbi Kiv Oimer Chamishim amo. So we have, and then we have Rabbi Shimon also, let's not get into Rabbi Shimon now. So we have here four Tanoim, which give four different shiurim. Our Mishneh says, Derech HaRabim, gives one shiur, a Derech HaRabim is sufficient. Zok de Gemore, Man Tana, who's the Tana of our Mishneh? Amarove, Rabbi Lezri, Disnan Rabbi Lezri, Mershei Shesrei Ameis, Kederech Rishus HaRab. Our Tana is Rabbi Lezer in the next Mishnah. So let us see what is the Gemara telling us. Derech HaRabim, Man Tana, Rabbi Lezeri. Who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Rabbi Lezeri, Amas Nisin Koi. It's going on the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lezer. And why was Rabbeinu HaKadosh Soisim our Mishnah like Rabbi Lezer? And the next Mishnah he brought down four Tanoi. Vavistam v'achakach machloik is to tell us we don't paskin like a Stam Mishnah. That is why he made a Stam like Rebbe to tell you that's a Rebbe hold, but there's a machloik is afterwards. We don't paskin like this Stam. Let's go further. Oy noho. It says in the Mishnah, Oy noho potah. And we heard before in the Baraisa, the width of a noho, we said is talad amis. Ches amis, I'm sorry, ches amis. Rav omar noho mamish. Rav said it's a noho. Ushmul omar arise de daloi. Arise de daloi. So what does Rashi say? Arise de daloi, yeoir cotton, a small canal, Shadoilen mimenu umashkin sodais. That from this canal, they used to go and, they used to ship out water from the canal and they used to, but that used to water the fields. Man the omar no mamish. The man the omar that says no mamish, a river. So the chiddush is afal gav de leka maya. Even though there's no water there, it's a barrier. Uman di omar arise de daloi, and Shmuel that says arise de daloi. He is by maya in avales by maya loy. It's only a barrier if there's water in it. Arise de daloi is a canal, which Pemis and Rashi says before is an amo al amo boimik amo. It's a canal that's not too wide. Let us see Rashi. Man da omar no mamish, afal gav de les be mayen. The hoyel verochov havi kiderech harabit. Since it's wide, it's habi kederech harab. Now, this Rashi is a very difficult Rashi, because the shir of Derech HaRadim we had in the Mishnah is 16 Ames. Nor Potter, Ovra Nor Eishalulish, Shem Rechovim Ches Ames Potter. So it says Ches Ames, it's only 8 Ames. So how can you compare this to a Derech HaRadim? Rashi says, Noil V'rochav Havike Derech HaRadim. But it doesn't have the dimensions of a Derech HaRadim. So Bemison Toisvis is Chaylik on Rashi. The Rebbeinu Toisvis Rebbeinu Peretz says Rashi is very schwer. But let's see what Toisvis says. Man doma no mamish. Afal gav de les beimaya. Even though there's no water, afal pikein anor is a barrier. Va afal gav de beshus harabim boi tezayin amis. Hoche sagi beches amis. And Toisvis gives two reasons. One reason is mitoich shanor omoik. That means even though the width of the nor is 8 ames, but it has an oimek. So for the eish, in order to go over this barrier, there's an oimek. It won't. So the oimek of the nor will make sure that the eish shouldn't travel. That's the mile of a nor over Derech HaRadim. V'gam yesh boi kriris mayim sho'ivrim botomet. That means this nor, even though at the present time there's no water there, but somehow the karkois ha-nor are colder than a poshet karke because water does run there. So Memel, even though now there's no water, but the karke is a colder karke, which will prevent the eish from traveling through this. But according to Rashi, Rashi is talking about Ishver, because Rashi says that it's, Rashi, the Hil Barochav Havi Kederach HaRabim, the Reichav alone cannot make it like a Derech HaRadim because it's only the half of the Reichav of the Derech HaRadim. Tanan Hosam, we learned a Mishnah in Peyah. Ve'elu Mapsikin LePeyah. Now these are Hefseikim Mavdilim by Peyah. The halacha is if you have two different fields, you mechuyev to give Peyah from each field. Would be pein lechanami by peyah. There's a shir in the rabbonon, but each field you have to go and take off peyah. Now if there's a division between one kark and another kark, so these are two distinct fields, and peyah has to be taken off from both fields. Now what makes it two separate fields? Ve'elu mavsikin lepeya hanachal. Hanachal, so Rashi says, what is the taich nachal? Let's see Rashi. Mavsikin lepeya. Laniach peya mikol echod v'echod. Each field is considered a different field. And therefore you have to be meniach peya from each field. Hanachal, soda mikan, v'soda mikan, v'nachal omoik be'emtza. And there is a gully, a valley, between these two fields. Like other Mephoshim, this other Mishnah Chayne says, Lush Rishayne says, Pshat and Peya, according to Rashi, it's a gully. There's sometimes Nachal can mean a river, but Rashi seems to say it's a gully, like Nachal Eson, by Eglarufe. Chayev Loniach Peya Mikol Echad Vechad. So this separates the two fields, and it makes it into two fields, and you have to give Peya on each field. Bahashalulis, and we'll explain this one. V'derech hayochid, v'derech harab. My shalulis, what is the translation of shalulis? Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Shmuel, mokim shemeik shomim shoylelim shom. This is a place where rainwater gathers. That means it's a type of a groove, and rainwater gathers there. What does Rashi say? Der Chayochid Arba Amais, Shailalin Miskapzim, Kamoy Minash Shlal Shel Beyim, that means a kibbutz of Beyim that grow inside of a chicken. Davarachaloshin Shalalu Malkoyach Dover Hamikubitz. So you have over here this is a groove that rainwater is Nesaf in this groove. Rabbi Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Amas Hamayim, it's a canal, Shemachalekes Shalol Lakpel. And this canal, we'll see that the way Tosfos says Pshat, that when this canal overflows, so there are Boirois on the side of the canal, and the water goes into the surrounding Boirois, and the water in these boires were mashke de sodes. So that is what this mistama is a bigger mavdil. Man de omar mokim shemek shomim shoylulim shom. But the place that's dafke where rainwater becomes nisasif. Kolshkein amasamayim. Which is, it seems, is a more choshebe mavdil. Mado mama samayim, avol mokim shemek shomim shalom shom, loy mifsiki, this does not divide, doesn't make it into two fields. Tahani bagni da'are mikri. So Rashi says, bagni kamei ba'agonis, these are like the basins in the earth, but this does not in any way divide the karkois. So here we are, machloikes, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, what shelulis is, that's mafsik by peyer. Rashi says, shemachalekesh sholo lagapeo, shemashkin oison mimeno, vehein oison peyres. Rashi seems to be saying, that shemachalekes lagapeo, to the banks, to the surrounding banks, and from that, what's the sholol? The sholol is the peiris, which will eventually come out from vagapai. Let us see Taisvis. Eilu mavsikin lepeya. The meseches peya doras beseda hamishne, derech hayochid, v'achakach derech haram. That's our Yirsa, which the Gemara brought down. Derech Hayochid, but Derech Haram. So, L'chayre Kan Shoyel Aben, if it says that a Derech Hayochid, which is four Amis, Rashi said, is Mafsik Bepeye, so about the Gebis a Derech Harabim, which is 16 Amis, about the Gebis is Mafsik Bepeye. So why did the Mishnah find it important to tell us that a Derech Harabim is Mafsik? Umeforish b'Yerushalmi, the Mishum Seife Itzterech Lemisne, that what it says, Derech HaRabim, is not coming to tell us that a Derech HaRabim, is not coming to tell us that a Derech HaRabim is Mafsik, because if a Derech HaYochid is Mafsik, about it was a Derech HaRabim, but there's a Seif in this Mishnah. Tiktoni HaKoil Mafsikin Lizroim, Veini mafsik le'ilon, that all these things are mafsik for a soda of zroim. But if these are pardesim, and there are ilonis in these pardesim, and we have here a derech harabim, this derech harabim will not be mafsik when it comes to ilonis. So even though we have a derech harabim between, it's considered one big soda. So Memele, so it mentioned Derech HaRabim not to tell me that it's Mafsik by Zroim, but it's coming to tell me it is not Mafsik by Ilonis. The Kamash Malon, Tafilu Derech HaRabim in Mafsik Leilonis. Period. Vo'oit kochoshiv shom. Now, in this Mishnah, when it's speaking about these Eilu Mafsik in Lepeye, it's speaking about a shvil hayochid or shvil harabim. The difference between a shvil and a derech,
So the Rashbam says in Baba Basra, a shvil is a place where one walks. One does not ride with vehicles in a shvil. And a derech is a place that's oimed to ride with vehicles. Susim, agolas. So it says in the Mishnah further, it says that a shvil hayochid and a shvil harabim are mafsik. By Zroi. Voy kachoshiv shom shvil hayochid and shvil harabim. But there it says a condition. Hakavua, which is used all seasons of the year. B'moisach hamet u'b'moisach shom. Usually b'moisach shomim, Balei Sodes permitted people to walk through their fields. They should make a shortcut. A shvil is mavsik only if the shvil is used the whole year and all seasons. Afilu b'maisachah. V'hashto. So now we have two more mavsikim. V'hashto. Shvil ayochid itzach lashminam. That even though it's smaller than a derech, it's mafsik. Why? Ma'acher shukavua. But if it has this maila, that it's used in all seasons of the year, so ma'mela, so it's mafsik. V'derech hayochid, which is larger than a shvil hayochid, it's lech. The salke daitoch given she'en kavua loy mafsik afa pishu rochev. So it's coming to tell us that the hayochid is mafsik even though it's not kavua. Ashvil hayochid is mafsik only when it is kavua. Ushvil harabim mitzarech. What's the chiddush of shvil harabim? The salke daitoch amine. The shvil hayochid udabin and kavua b'maisacham b'maisakshom. Aber shvil harabim afal pi she'einu kavua b'maisak shomim, mafsik, since it's a shvil harabim, kamash melon, so that's the chiddush of the Mishnah that a shvil harabim is only mafsik if it's kavua b'maisak shomim also. B'maisak hamo, b'maisak shomim. Let us go to the next Mishnah. Hamadlik b'soich shaloi. A person was madlik b'seif shaloi, that means he was madlik in his own property. He made a innocent fire there. And then he didn't watch it. So at kamo saver hadleika, till when, that means how much distance is he permitted to have that he's not mechuyev to watch it. He's not mechuyev to be chayish, that his flame that he had was madlik will travel into his next door neighbor. Hamadlik b'seif shaloi at kamo saver hadleike. Rabbi Eleza ben Azaya oima roya noisei kilo hu be'emtza beisku. We consider like this leike, that means we give him. We consider a base kul is 274 amis by 274 amis. That's the diameter of a base kul. So we consider that this eish, if he has a radius of 137 amis on all four sides of his dleike, so memele is nothing but to worry about. He can go and daven minche. He doesn't have to be afraid that the Eish will travel over to one of his neighbors. Amadu Seishleat Kamasavar Adleiko, Rabbi Lesben Azayim, Aray Naisikilu, Be'emtza Beisku. Zot Rashi, Be'emtza Beisku, Im Yesh Loichatzi Beisku, 137 Amis, L'chol Ruach Potter, says Potter. Ubekailachas, and it's speaking about an eish, that's a vertical eish, shedugo uch de kimno. Or ubekailachas means not an eish nemucha, the way the second pshat of Rashi. It's not an eish nemucha. A Aval nichfefes bayeres veileches kol shoa filo ad meya milchai.
So we're speaking about a eish kailachas, which here it's nitin l'shiurim.
That's me that what Rashi says. Im yesh loy chatzi beis kul l'chol ruach.
Rashi says that l'chol ruach, there was a chatzi beis kul.
So someone was Moira, why do you need l'chol ruach?
You need that from where the eish went to where it burnt in someone else's field, there was 137 amos. Could be on the west side there was 137 amos. On the east side there was 100 amos. But it didn't go on the east side, it went on the west side. So why does Rashi say l'chol ruach, that there has to be a chatzi beis kul l'chol ruach?
So I think Rashi means, because it would be l'chol ruach, so afilu, when on the west side, b'chav al tchilosh b'psi b'saif b'oynes,
that means you left an eish that was not shomer. If it would have gone the other direction, it wasn't shomer.
God, it went in this direction. You tell me, well, who would ever think it'd go more than 137 amos?
So it could be this is chilosh b'psi b'saif b'oynes.
You'd also be chayv. That's what Rashi says. That l'chol ruach is 137 amos, so there was no pshia whatsoever.
Yeah, that is shitas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah.
Rabbi Elazar Oima, that was the Rabbi Elazar we had in the previous Mishnah, tazayin amos, kederech yishus harabim,
16 amos.
Rabbi Kiva Oima, chamishim amo, 50 amos.
Rab Shimon Oimer Shalem Yishalem Hamaveres Abeiro Hakol Lefi Adleika.
So we'll see there's a Havamin in the Gemara and there's a Maskon in the Gemara.
Hakol Lefi Adleika Zok Rashi Kosal Kedaitech Ochikoma.
Hakol Yishalem, whatever gets burnt he has to pay.
Kol Kamo Shehidlik,
as long as he's Madlik he has to pay.
Ben Rochig Ben Korev.
So, the way the Gemara is saying now, that means there is no heter that Rab Shimon holds, there's no heter that I relied that the Eish wouldn't travel. You never rely on the Eish. You have to make sure, if it's Masik, you'll have to pay for it.
Zok the Gemara, the last lay Rab Shimon Shiura Bidleike, Rab Shimon does not hold a Shir Bidleike.
That means if the Shir is not sufficient to pater,
Vosnan, we learned in the Mishnah Baba Basra,
Lo Yamid Odom Tanu Besoy Chabayis,
a person should not be mamed atano b'soy chabayis,
elim ken yesh al gabay goyve dal adamis.
Unless on top of the tanda, that means this,
we'll see, unless on the roof, the ceiling, is dal adamis over the tan.
Hoya mamidoy ba'aliyah,
if there's a two-store, it's two stories,
and he put it on the second floor,
so there has to be a barrier of three tvochim of earth or clay to make sure that the it doesn't burn from the bottom, from the heat of the tunnel.
Ubekira,
if we have a kira, which is a much smaller tunnel, and there's a smaller eish, so then we need underneath the kir, there should be a tefach.
These are the shiurim.
Then the Tanakama says, vim hizik mishalem ashehizik.
But what if he made all these halchokis,
and it was mazik, he still has to pay.
So the shiurim is only,
does not pater him from tashlumi nezokim.
The shiurim patam that he's allowed to make a tana.
That means you don't have permission to make a tana if you don't follow these laws.
You have to have al kaponim for ames over it, three tvachim underneath it.
And that's, or else you're not allowed to make it. Now, after you did make it, you're still responsible if a hezek happened. That's what the Tana Kama held. Rab Shimon noima loinemru shiurim alolo alo shemizik potem alo shalem. Rab Shimon said, if Chazal gave shiurim, so the shiurim is not only I'm allowed to make the Tana, but in the shiurim it's kolul that if I made these achokis, and if a hezek occurred, I'm not responsible to pay. So Rab Shimon holds that shiurim that Chazal gave were not only for safety purposes. When they gave a shiur, if Chazal assumed that it's safe enough to make a tana, so the same assumption is that if a hezek happened, so lehavle lasukil adaite and put it to pay. So al kaponim we see Rab Shimon holds that shiurei Chazal, when a person complies with the shiurim, he is not obligated to pay for the hezek. And in our Mishnah it says, Haker lefi adleike, and that he has to pay whatever, even though he made the proper hachokes, he still has to pay. So it's a stir in Rab Shimon. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Rabba Ba'avua Hakel Lefi Goiva Adleike. No, you learned wrong pshat in Rab Shimon. Not Rab Shimon says you have to pay whatever happened. No, that's not pshat. Rab Shimon just said you cannot give random shiurim without taking into consideration the height of the fire. You have a fire here, you can't somehow give shiurim. The Goiva Ha'esh is a very big factor in how far it can go. So each eish has to be nida in lefi goyve shaboy. So therefore but he also holds there are shiurim, but you can't give random shiurim. The shiurim can only be given after the goyve ha'eish is taken into consideration. Zakta Gemara Vaita, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yudah Mashmul, Alochi Kerab Shimon, and Amar Rav Nachman Mashmul, Alochi Kerab Shimon. Zot Rashi, Lo Yamid, B'nei Ha'ir Ma'akvin Olov, Shloitiva Ha'esh B'tikro. Now, we'll see this Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Lo Yamid Odom Tano B'soich HaBayis, Elam K'nyesh Al Gabi Goyva Dalad Amis. So Rashi Lempshat, we are speaking about a one-story building. So what's your business if I make it closer to the ceiling? It's my house. What's your business? Well, who is the loyamit? So Rashi says, the bnei ha'ir ma'akvin olav. That means you can't say if the house will burn down, it's my house, but there's a city that has to be taken into consideration. So memele, so Rashi says, so this halacha was said afilu by a one-story house, and even though the damage will come directly to the house of the balatano, but if one house burns down, this is a danger to the whole ear. So the ear has a right to protest if your masmich the tano less than dalad ames from the tikra. That's how Rashi learns pshat. Maziva tiach shel sid al tikra. That means underneath the tano, there's a tiach shel sid. There's a barrier of sid. Also, there were toch over there till the chaim. Ubekire shebchusa mitano ve'ein ma'avirin b'soich eish godu. So they do not need a tiach of three tefach and one tefach is sufficient. The vigoiva k'sheish gevoya u'gedoylo teifetzes lemelchik. Let us see Tosfos, the lesser Rab Shimon Shiure, that Rab Shimon is saying, whatever was mazik, you have to pay. It doesn't matter if he complied with the shiurim, he didn't comply with the shiurim.
Afilo ein ru yelave. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Shimon holds that if I complied with the shiurim, I get a benefit that if it was mazik, I'm put to pay. Lo yamid odom tano b'soich b'soich. So Tosfos is chaylik on Rashi. Rashi says, who is enforcing these zoning laws? So Rashi said, the bnei yeir ma'akmin. If your house burns down, so the whole city is in danger. That's how Rashi said pshat. Tosfos is chaylik al Rashi. Tosfos says, we're speaking about a two-family house. This whole halacha was only said if there is someone living upstairs, a different owner, so he can prevent him from, he can prevent him from being masmech the tano to the tikra. Im habayi shel echad valiye shel acha. That's the case. Hoyom amidoi baliye, balabayis ma'akiv, and also we're speaking about there are two distinct owners, so memela, so one can be ma'akiv and the other in the same house, not the way Rashi says, b'nei ha'ir. Tosfos learns we're speaking about one house, and the shutim in the house can be ma'akiv because they can get damaged if these, if these regulations were not complied with. Ubekuntres pirish le'inyim b'nei ha'ir shema akven olav. Rashi said a different pshat. According to Rashi, a fellow was speaking about a one-family house. He's also not permitted to put a tano wherever he feels like because the city is in danger. Now, this is a very interesting Tosfos. Uchemai shepirish niche, David dumye de inech masnisen dahasam. It would be similar to the other bavais in the Mishnah. Now this is, let's just say what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying as follows. In that Mishnah, when it says the regulations that you have to be machik daladames, it says further in the Mishnah, leyiftach refes boko vachanus b'chotzo. There it's speaking about a chotzo, and you have shchenim. You're not allowed to open up a barn, a refes boko. Not allowed to open up a chanus. So there the we're speaking about, he's speaking on the Shechinim in the Chotzer. That means, not speaking, the Shechinim in the Chotzer are, will be genizik from the Refes Boker. So Tosfos is saying, so really, Rashi would be very gishmak. That over here, the Alocha right before this, is he should not make a tano less than Daladamis. So Mustama were also speaking about who's protesting the Shechinim. Here the Shechinim ha'ir. So Tosfos says, it would be very nice to say like this. But I don't say like this. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, if it's nice, it's mashma like that. So say like Rashi. You have to be chaylik on Rashi. That's one kasha the Pnei Yeshua asks. Then the Bnei Shu asks another kasha. He said a very pertinent kasha. He says, this is a Mishnah in Baba Basra. Mishnah Baba Basra says you have to be machik taladamas. Now we have a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Whose is it speaking about? It's a two family house and the upstairs owner is protesting. That's how Tosfos learns. We're speaking about a one family house and the Bnei Yair are protesting. Fine. So we have now a machlekes pshat in the Mishnah in Baba Basra. So you know where this Tosfos belongs, not in Baba Kama, it belongs in Baba Basra. We're learning that Mishnah, you have to know pshat in the Mishnah. In Baba Basra there's no such Tosfos. In Baba Kama, which in Yesod, we have no, I mean, the Mishnah was just brought for a zaitik purpose to show Rab Shimon holds that if you comply with the Shir, you're not mechuyev to pay for the hezek.
Here Taisvis is Chaylik and Rashi Pshat the Mishnah. As if Ekta Pnei Yeshua. So Ekta Pnei Yeshua Amir Dikizach. He says, because Taisvis in Baba Kame is, from Baba Kame, Taisvis is Chaylik and Rashi in Baba Basra. Now Rashi here. So he says as follows. He says, if the problems would be the next door neighbor, so we had in our Mishnah, Hamadlik b'soich shaloi, we have shiurim from the next door neighbor. 15 amas, 50 amas. If the whole problem is the next door neighbor, so don't say that the ear could protest. It matters how far he is from the next door neighbor.
So the Pnei Yeshua says, if the reason of the hachoke is because the next door neighbors can complain, so memele, so you have to say, we have to speak about the distance between him and his next door neighbor. And we have our Mishnah Baba Kama, it says there is a distance that a person is permitted to be madlik b'soif shaloi, and he doesn't have to worry about his next door neighbor. So Taisvis in Baba Kama was forced to say, even though it would seem the way Rashi says, because the next halacha of Refes Boker in Chanus is there the hezek is to the next door neighbor. So it would be gishmak to say like Rashi, but Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi because Taisvis says if the problem will be the next door neighbor, so then we would have to say, b'medvar mamurim, there's no 16 amis, there's no 50 amis. And since the Mishnah, the Bechlal did not go into this, so therefore Taisvis says that this Mishnah is speaking about, forget about the neighbors, we're speaking about the upstairs owner. And then he could always be Meicher because the Tano is a Hezek to him.